Muy bien. Hacemos de su conocimiento que nuestra presentación está protegida por derechos de autor. Queda prohibida su reproducción total o parcial sin consentimiento por escrito de Pearson Educación de México. De igual forma, Pearson Educación de México es responsable de recabar sus datos personales, su uso y correspondiente protección únicamente para los fines detallados en el aviso de privacidad que se encuentra en nuestra página de internet.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this podcast. And today we have with us José Luis Amaya. José Luis is one of our coaches here at Pearson Mexico, and he's quite knowledgeable. He's been around the education world for over 15 years and teaching in public and private organizations. Pepe, welcome. Welcome to this podcast.
Hi, George. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the opportunity. And let's just start just participating. And I would like to collaborate, I mean, some of the strategies that I use in my classes today with all the auditorium and teachers.
Great. Great, Pepe. Thank you. Thank you for that. And so let's begin for today's podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about communication in different educational environments. And I'm quite happy to have you here because I know that you have a lot of experience in this matter. I guess my first question would be, how can we address communication communication skills and activities for communication in an online environment, in an online lesson?
Thank you, George. So I would like just to share with the teachers three websites and three web resources that I use a lot when I want to foster communication in an online environment. The first one is Bucky. So Bucky, it's a place where the teachers and the students, both of them, they can create and design an avatar. And the avatar is going to have a voice, and they can use it to introduce themselves in the class, or they can use it to introduce a topic or to consolidate learning. So this app is going to allow your students to create an avatar and not their own voice and make the avatar speak. So this is free. And there is like a huge group of basic characters, and they don't have to pay for those avatars. But if they want to have some special features, they can pay and get a premium account. So another strategy is going to be Flipgrid. So here in Flipgrid, the teacher records a video asking all their students, about a certain topic or a certain questions. And then the students can respond and record their audios and record their answers, right? So this is a fantastic tool to foster speaking in our lessons, especially when we are working online. So the teachers and students, they can provide feedback. And so this is going to allow them to see what other students responded, and teachers are going to have the chance to assign feedback and, of course, foster more communication. And the third tool that I would recommend is going to be Voice Spies. And here with Voice Spies, the students record themselves. Our students can record themselves, and they just Google Voice Spies and they will have a recording tool. So learners can record and share audio recordings for free. They simply go to the website, Voice Spies, and make the recording, and they save it, and then they share a link with the teacher, right? This recording is stored in the cloud if they want to share it in the cloud, or they can just share it on a link, and the other part of the class can listen to that recording, right? Thank you, George.
Thank you, Pepe. Great stuff. And you know, continuing with this subject, I guess for this new school year, we're gonna have two very important environments. And I would like to ask you, what about communication with a hybrid environment, which is one of the environments in which we're gonna have a lot of interaction in this new school year?
Thank you. Good question, George. For the hybrid environment, I would like to recommend three fantastic tools that I use with my students. The first one is Pear Deck, and Pear Deck for Google Slides. This tool is going to offer to my students interactive presentations, and students can just respond and interact with my PowerPoint presentations, especially now that teachers are working a lot with Google Classroom in Mexico. So they can just invite every student to join their presentation from their devices so they can interact with the material and respond to prompts. You can also choose to turn on the student pace mode to allow the students to work together at their speed in the classroom or at home and see student responses in the real time to get a quick answer and to check if the students are understanding. So they can just share anonymous answers. You can project the screen and share the PowerPoint presentation, and they cannot see who answered, but all the students can just go and participate. You as teacher, you see who answered, but the other part of the group cannot see who answered. So you can foster debates or try to have more discussions inside this app. Another strategy, another tool that I use a lot with hybrid model is EdPuzzle, right? Which is Google EdPuzzle, E capital D and then puzzle. So, and I think this is a fantastic tool because more than 65 of the students are visual learners today. And 95 of our students watch YouTube regularly. So videos are a powerful resource, but it can be difficult to, I mean, to help students just to feel comfortable with a YouTube video in class. So if you want just to incorporate video lessons, and I will say to interact with your students through videos, EdPuzzle is a fantastic tool. So in EdPuzzle, teachers can create an online class and upload original videos from YouTube or select online videos and add interactive features. So they can assign those videos to students and send the video assignments to the students' email addresses. By providing either access code or a link, EdPuzzle enables teachers to keep track of how many students watch the video and of course, the things that the students responded about the video. So they can just make some questions about the video and the students can respond and teachers will see those answers. And they will see who responded right and who responded wrongly, right? So there is another strategy that I recommend a lot that probably most of the teachers know about it, and it's Padlet Audio Recorder. So how important is to give all your students a chance to participate and to contribute in their thinking? We know that the students need to be at the center of the task, and we want to hear about what they think about a topic or what's their opinion about a topic, right? So they can use Padlet Audio Recorder just to give a click on Padlet and they start recording a message, yeah, or an audio file to the teacher. Of course, if you as a teacher, you are using Padlet, you share the link with the students and the students can respond to your Padlet in an audio file. So Padlet has always allowed students to record their thinking with images and with text, but this time we are gonna try it with audio recordings. And it's also very fantastic, because the students can save the recording and they can just share it immediately with the teacher and the whole class can listen to what the student is responding, right?
Great stuff, Pepe. And finally, I guess we have to talk about the face-to-face environment since we have a lot of teachers going back into the classroom this school year. Is there anything that you can share with us regarding this important environment?
Right, George. There has been always a problem with speaking in face-to-face instruction. And probably most of the teachers here in the audience, they might say, how can we make a speaking task more motivating, effective, and meaningful, right? Just think about real life. In the classroom, sometimes we want to have activities very alike to the real environment. So we should always try to give them a model. So offer them a model dialogue before asking them to speak and to collaborate with some others in role plays. So give them some model conversations. Encourage them, of course, to participate and to talk a lot in class and give them a lot of open questions. And just try to tell them that hurtful comments are not permitted in your class and put thinking ahead of knowing, right? For example, when you ask your students and they respond, I don't know, tell students that you don't require them to know, but you want them to, or you expect them to think, right? Teach them how you wonder aloud, speculate, guess, give information, complain. So try to develop a lot of functions in the classroom, the purpose for communication, right? Have informal chats before the lesson, or when they are, for example, in the cafeteria, when they are just in the corridor, when they are in another place that is not the classroom, try just to go and chat to them in an informal talk and just motivate them to speak in English, right? Make eye contact is important. And just show them the importance of turn taking in a conversation. Thank you, George.
Great stuff. No, thank you, Pepe. Thank you very much for this very meaningful information, tips, and resources. I'm sure that a lot of teachers are going to take advantage of all of the information you just shared with us. Thank you very much for your time, Pepe. Thank you for being here. And thank you. Thank all the audience that was here with us today.
Thank you, George. A pleasure. Goodbye.
Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Take care.